Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we go behind the scenes of sports. Give you the politics of sport, what's happening in the world of sports. I'm Michael Horn, but the real star of our show is a gentleman that I like to call Sultan. I've called him that so often that it's kind of stuck. He's the Sultan of safeties. He had two safeties in one NFL game in the same quarter. He's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Mike Horn, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I do the show with you every week, Mr. Dreyer.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it gets foggy sometimes.
I'm sure it does.
You know, I'm looking at my notes here like I always do.
Yeah.
And we are heard in Peru, Ireland, the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. We are all around the world. We're in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. We're in, and I honestly believe, I keep telling the story, and maybe one of these days I'll repeat the story again. Mm-hmm. When I was in Israel in 1986.
Yes.
At the Well of Mary.
Yes.
I was down there taking a look around at the well. And then when I came up out of the Well of Mary, came back to the parking lot, and as I walked back through the church, I looked out and I saw this massive amount of kids chanting, Hunta, Hunta, Hunta. And it convinced me that Yasser Arafat was a Hunter fan.
Really? And they would say Hunta because you, of course, the legendary star.
We were
star.
Syndicated around the world and exactly. To people who are listening here in the States as well.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That'll take care of it there for you.
All right. Very nice.
Big stars here on the show today. From Red Stitch Wine, Dave Roberts. Great manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Rich Aurelia, former Major League Baseball player, among other great teams with the San Francisco Giants, and John Mychek. Those three guys own Red Stitch. They're going to talk about some great things they're doing at the winery. And then Mark Teixeira is going to be with us on the show. And, you know, he's one of the few players who hit for average and hit with power from both sides of the plate. He's a switch hitter.
At the same time, that's what made it unusual.
There
he straddled.
It.
He actually straddled
home
plate. You
are a sportscaster. Fred, notice
I'm
that.
Ready to sportscast. I'm going to cast some sport.
Mark used to stand straddling the plate with the bat,
yeah.
Ready to hit it from left or the right side, depending on what they threw at him.
And
amazing gentleman.
He had a bat in one hand, and then he had a cricket bat in another hand.
He'll tell us all about it when he comes up in the next segment here. In the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7. Works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com and don't forget the code word
Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-351-8614. That's 800-351-8614. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-351-8614.
Joining us on the Sports Lounge today, Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, John Mychek, former major leaguer Rich Aurelia. They're at Red Stitch Wine. Welcome, guys, to the show. Thanks for being with us. It's an honor.
Thanks for having us.
It's the way they play the game. They all get together. Let's talk about these guys first and foremost. May I start out with the Dodger first in the group, please? The incredible Dave Roberts. I love this guy as a player. The uniform, always dirty. This guy dove for things. He got the hit. He has the best eye to see how to win a game. We'll get to that later here in the broadcast. Rich Aurelia, what can we say about this guy? Like 15 years at least in Major League Baseball. This guy played, he was with the Reds, I think, Seattle for a while, but predominantly with the San Francisco Giants. And of course, myself being a kid growing up as a lifelong Dodger fan, you have to appreciate the opposing team. And this guy, you talk about uniforms dirty, shortstop, second base, he could play first, third, I don't even know, they might have been throwing him in the outfield, I don't think he was ever on the mound. This guy, great home runs, great production of runs. This guy would beat you the same as I'm talking about Dave Roberts. He just, every time he came up and there's somebody on base and the Dodgers got a one-run lead, wham, there goes a hit and the game is tied. And, you know, I got a little annoyed about that, so I'm very happy that this man, for all you Giant fans out there, and he lives in Northern California, spends time in Phoenix, has become a wine aficionado as well. Rich Aurelia, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. You know, it's funny, I'm listening to what you're saying, and, you know, you may have been the only Dodger fan that I ever felt respected by, especially when we went to that stadium to play all the time.
I'm telling you, when the games were crucial, didn't you have like one of the best playoffs ever as a shortstop one year? I mean, cleaned it up.
He did. I had a good year in 2002 in the postseason. I held my own, I think. You know, I was fortunate enough to play on some great teams and to hit in front of you know, one of the greatest players of all time, and Barry Bonds. So I was very fortunate to spend the majority of my career in San Francisco and playing with a bunch of great guys.
How do you guys start? And we'll start with Dave Roberts. How do you guys get together to start an incredible wine company called Red Stitch Wine?
Richie and I were teammates with the Giants, and we both had a love for wine. And John, independently with his wife Noelle, we all kind of loved wine. But Richie and I had the opportunity to play together, and so this is where it gets to drinking wine on road trips, on the airplanes, and after games, sitting in front of his locker. And Randy Wynn was another good friend of ours. We had a little trio, and so
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. In the locker room, you guys would have a glass of wine? Most guys are like pouring beer on each other's heads. You class acts are drinking wine?
Michael, see, this is evolution. You've got to evolve. So back when Richie and I started, you were having Budweiser or Coors Light. But then as you grow up and your pocketbook gets a little bit fatter, Michael, you can
go
red wine, right?
All right. I got you. This guy's the best manager in baseball right now. You know, Mike Socia was getting honorable mentions. He's gone. Other guys are trying to make it happen. This guy, I don't know how many people went down on the DL list in 2016. Dave Kraft had a great year. Been in the World Series the next couple of years after that. And then you got Rich Aurelia, one of the greatest San Francisco Giants of all time. My favorite since maybe Rich Masanori Murakami or Stu Miller, possibly. And John Micek, got to ask you one question. Giant fan or Dodger fan, John?
I'm a fan of my boys. So I got one active right now, so I'm rooting for. I'm actually wearing a Dodger shirt as we speak. But you know, in the end, like I love baseball, and I couldn't root for a better team when I had two guys playing for the Giants. And you know, now we're rooting Dave on, and that team is so impressive and what he's done with it. So thanks for putting me in that bind, Richie. I'll deal with you later.
All right, let's talk about it. So, Dave, just to finish up, you guys get together, and then we'll get over to Rich and then back to John. But you're at the locker room. You're drinking wine. You've evolved instead of beers at the end of the games. You're playing together on the Giants. And what sparks the idea, though, of actually, it's one thing to enjoy wine, but to actually produce incredible wine through your company now, Red Stitch Wine, how does that happen?
I think it's something that we had to find a winemaker that we trusted, and you have to go out there and find a varietal and where to source the fruit from that is consistent. And so it took quite some time for us to figure out what style of Cabernet. And so you kind of go through the Napa Valley, which we love the Napa Valley, and trying to figure out what we're looking for in a wine. So we ended up with Rolando finding some great grapes from Cabernet. And a little bit of Malbec, because our initial venture together as three families was a blind Malbec tasting at John's house. So we wanted to kind of tie that with friends and family. So every release has a little bit of Malbec in there. And so at that point in time, we just wanted to be taken seriously. So I think that with John in finance and myself and Richie in baseball, we wanted to be serious and understand that the people in wine, we don't want this to be a fad or us slap our name on this label. So harvest, bottling, you know, the naming of the wine, all this stuff, the promoting of the wine, they go in there and talking to restaurateurs about that. We're a part of every single bit of it, and we want to be consistent. Fortunately, that the wine industry has accepted us. Critics have loved us, and so we've done very well as far as successfully selling wines and enjoying it.
Rich Aurelia, you're in the Bay Area, played for the Giants. You live up in Healdsburg now. So when you were playing, yeah, he'd go on the DL, forget about going to the buffet line. It's up to Napa and go do a little tasting. And I called you one time. I think I was trying to talk to Dan Costa, and he's in, I forget what it was, but he's in Italy, and you're with him. I think it was during hockey playoffs or something. Anyway, you guys were trying to tune something in there. And so do you introduce Dave to the wine? Does Dave introduce you? How does this whole thing kind of spring forth?
I think what happened was in 07, I came back to the Giants after being away for 3 years. So I had two stints with them. And, you know, when they usually sign free agents or whatever, stuff like that, they usually have a press conference. So Dave signed as a free agent to go to the Giants, and I was signing as a free agent to come back to the Giants. So we had our press conference together. And after that was finished, the owners of the club, at the time, Pete McGowan, Larry Bear, took us out to dinner. So we went to, I think it was Harris's Steakhouse in San Francisco, and Dave and I started talking, and we realized we both had this love of actually Napa Valley Cabernet. And that's kind of how our relationship kind of took off.
You guys bring this together, but John Micek, a Malbec tasting at your house, that's how you guys all connect up?
Yeah, it was a great way to just, you know, kind of bring us together. And the winemaker that brought us together actually was I had actually met him in Argentina with my wife during our honeymoon. And so we thought, hey, that's fitting. Let's do a Malbec tasting. And look, when you have these guys walk in with their beautiful wives and just have the fun that we had that night, you know, we became fast friends, and the rest is really history. But it that history involved, you know, trips around the world to different wine regions, a lot of fun trips to each other's homes in the off season for tastings. So I, you know, couldn't be happier. You know, Red Stitch has been incredible, but to have, you know, these guys as some of my best friends in the world, that's, you know, you can't make that up. So it's
I'm
been
telling
quite
you.
Special. And the thing is, though, Michael, is that with wine and you guys now, it's the conversations are different. You know, you're no longer eating dinner, you're dining, and it could be 2-3 hours, and the wine is evolving. And for us, you know, whether it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Cabernet, you know, all of our wines are approachable but built to age. And, you know, for us, it's about the aromas, it's about the mid-palate, it's about the finish and the ride. And I think that people that are into wine or that are not into wine really can understand going for the ride. And, you know, we talk about do you decant or do you not decant. And for me personally, I don't decant because I want to enjoy that ride and see how the wine opens up. And all of our wines kind of mirror that sentiment, I guess. And but that's kind of the blueprint or the overarching kind of way we look at how we craft our wines.
Your winemaker, Rolando Herrera, he's with Misueno.
He came over, you know, as a young boy, and he started as a cellar rat working for Paul Hobbs and kind of worked his way up and ultimately lived his dream. That's the Misueno, to ultimately own his own winery. And so, yes, he just produces and helps make our wine and has from the beginning. And he makes the Chard, the Pinot, and Misueno does really well. And again, it's somebody that you love, who's a friend, who's family, and you can really trust. And so he's just been fantastic.
You bet he is. Rolando Herrera is a great winemaker, and so are you guys too. Dave Roberts, John Mychek, Rich Aurelia. For more information, go to redstitchwine.com. Again, that's redstitchwine.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. And we've got a great legend with us right now. Mark Teixeira is with us. Mark is getting involved in a lot of stuff, and he's with us today to talk about it now. Mark Teixeira, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Mark. It's great to have you on the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Let's talk a little baseball at first. Now, we, you know, you had that incredible career. I mean, playing for all the great teams that you played for, you know, that it's – And now that we see you on baseball tonight, it's really good. You played for the, Texas, I think, the Atlanta Braves, the Angels, and then Mark. I'm sorry.
Thanks for going to. Don't forget the Yankees.
Yes, he went over and played for the Yankees for a while. That was a career, Mark. You did a great job there, and. So many great things. Talk to us about this. You played in school. Your grandfather used to watch you all the time to come on out. Tell us that story.
So, yeah, I grew up in a baseball family, grew up playing. You know, my mom was one of eight kids. So my grandfather taught them all how to play baseball. He played a little semi-pro ball back in the day and had served his country during World War II. But he was one of those guys that taught me how to play the game along with my dad. And, I had an incredible relationship with him, and you know, having him come to my games as a kid and in high school was so important.
You know, and in high school, you won awards and things. You were like Player of the Year or something, weren't you?
I was. I was State Player of the Year my senior year, and had a great baseball career and growing up in Baltimore, and had a lot of fun playing the game, and obviously had a lot of fun playing as a professional as well.
Yeah, you won in college too, I believe. College Player of the Year. You're a switch hitter. You're one of the very few that has power from the left side and the right side. How many home runs did you hit from both sides of the plates in a game, and how many times?
Oh man, I want to say it's 11 times from both sides of the plate. So multi home run games. I think three of those were three home run games. So that was a lot of fun as well. But switch hitting, it wasn't always easy, but it was a lot of fun.
So they talk about being a five-tool guy. You're a six-tool guy because you can hit with power from both sides of the plate, Mark. You're the only guy that's like that. It's incredible. Everybody, Mark Teixeira, five gold gloves that he won, three silver slugger awards. This is the real deal. Now you're on ESPN. You come into our home. Mark Teixeira is our guest. 409 home runs in his career, 1,298 RBIs. He knows what he's talking about. We see him on baseball tonight on ESPN. Mark Teixeira is our guest. You are always giving back of yourself, back to the community, back to society. You've set up scholarships in many cities around the country. You still doing scholarships as well, too?
Absolutely. I'm so blessed to have the baseball career that I've had and have so many gifts in my life. So giving back is just a small thing that I can do to give back to my community and continue to support my hometown of Baltimore and my college at Georgia Tech, and then also New York City, the place that has meant so much to me over the last 10-plus years, winning a World Series for the New York Yankees, something that I'll never forget. And so continue to support the Dream Charter Schools in New York and so many good organizations that are helping kids out and giving them a chance to succeed.
2009, the Yankees and the Phillies, and you guys came right through as the Yanks seem to always do, and you, Mark Teixeira, always playing a great role in that. Where does analytics begin or end, and you just go back to playing some great old-school baseball? What's your philosophy on that?
Well, I think you have to marry the two. You make a good point, is that there's old-school baseball, there's analytics that managers and general managers and players have to understand that that you need a mixture of all of those issues. You know, to me, you need to take the analytics, take the numbers, take the situation that's presented to you, but you also have to go with your gut. And so you, if you have numbers and you can process those analytics, but then on the field, you know, knowing your team, knowing your players, knowing what they're going through or seeing the game, you have to marry those two things and make the best decision. And
so do you think we'll see some bunting? Do you think we'll see squeeze plays, hit and run, that sort of thing?
Well, unfortunately, all those things you talked about are kind of a dying breed in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I miss the days of hit and runs and squeeze plays. But you know, the issue is that pitchers just throw so much harder these days. And so when you're throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs and 90-mile-an-hour sliders, it's hard to put the ball in play. So that's why you see so many more home runs, is that guys are saying, well, if I'm going to make contact, I might as well swing hard because it'll be a home run. It's tough to string together four or five singles or you know, singles and doubles. So you see a lot more walks, you see a lot more strikeouts, and a lot more home runs in the game. And, you know, it's just where we are.
Mark Teixeira, thank you so much for taking time to be here with you. You are the best. You put it in a pretty good perspective for us. That's why we love you on ESPN and Baseball Tonight. It's important to keep in mind the managers typically work with more information, the metrics, whatever. The metrics
well,
should be
you're
thrown
getting
out.
Conversations like against left-handed hitters in the second inning, this guy hits to the shift. So the shift has to be over here. So you've got one player between third base and second base. You've got one player to cover that whole area in there. Sometimes they even just move everybody over to the right,
because
Matrix says the guy hits to the right side of the infield.
Listen, if I'm the batter, I'm going to work in batting practice on being able to drill one into left field if they're shifting me over to right field. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the other thing now.
I'm ready
now,
to go and get my base
now
hit.
Now when a bad brain relief pitcher, once he shows up and starts throwing the baseball, it's imperative that he throw to where the defense is played.
Yes, exactly.
And they don't.
Placement is the key. Well, now, the one thing every ballpark in the league now has is expanded safety netting that runs to the end of the dugouts, because a lot of people have been sitting back there drinking their beer, eating their hot dog, and not watching.
And the ball comes flying in there.
Smacks them with time.
Well,
yeah?
Sometimes, you know, they've got little kids. You know, little kids who aren't paying attention.
That's right. They say over the course of three seasons, from Houston to Atlanta to Pittsburgh and more, they made the change. And this was after a little girl was severely injured at Yankee Stadium. This is probably a good safety rule that they have there. And keep your eyes on the game when you're there, too, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Now, we had a guest on our food show, and I want your comments on this, that there will be, like, I think 18 million hot dogs sold at the stadiums this year, and 4.6 million sausages. And Milwaukee is the sausage capital, more sausages than any other ballpark. The Los Angeles Dodgers sell more hot dogs than any other team in baseball.
They do?
They do.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just the crowd is there. They have a bigger crowds, and they sell the hot dogs. And San Francisco does more on the sausage side. The Dodgers do a lot on the Dodger dog. And we had the guy on from the National Hot Dog Association, and he says once you become an adult, no ketchup on your hot dog. Are you a no ketchup guy?
Well, you got to go mustard.
Exactly.
You have to go mustard.
You
got to
go mustard, onions, and then some relish. I like the relish.
Relish is good, but it can't be too sweet. Sometimes they put too much sugar in the mix.
That's very true. It's got to be a little more on the dilly side.
So you got to figure it out for yourself. You know, you're at the mercy of the hot dog gods.
You are, really. And you're a big non-hot dog fan, but at an occasion, at a ball game, I will see you go for a hot dog.
No, you've never seen me do that.
I never have.
No.
Do you ever eat a hot dog, ever?
Let's see. That's a good question.
Think about that.
Well,
it
was a Dodger game. It was a Dodger game.
It wasn't a ball game.
It was a ball game.
You haven't been to one of my backyard barbecues where I make those nice, you know, Nathan's big, juicy, wonderful, all-beef hot dogs, or the Hebrew Nationals. Those are really good.
No.
Those are almost a meal.
Yeah, I don't.
What do you mean, no?
I don't bend that way.
You would go for one of these if I made it.
No, they're delicious. They are good.
They are delicious.
But I don't really want to slug one of those things down, boy.
You don't.
They'll follow you around for a couple of days.
Well, yeah, your sodium intake is for the month.
Oh man, are you kidding? Your head will absolutely swell up. Your eyes will close. You ever see that? You know, where you eat a nice Dodger dog, and suddenly you can't see. And you'll wonder,
you're watching the game, and you're like, hey, what happened to this? Is it getting cloudy in here?
Yeah, you'll wonder, what the hell happened?
What happened here?
And then your friend will look over at you, and his face is swollen.
Anybody
he'll say, isn't this great?
Give me some water. We'd like to know your thoughts. Email Fred Dry, if you would, please, and then tell him your thoughts on hot dogs.
Or ask Mike, and he's the hot dog guy. I'm not.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
No, ask Mike. Don't ask me.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That'll put it together, and that will do it for you. Yeah,
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, the sodium will get to you.
Oh, man, are you kidding?
You do that. You do the hot dog, and then you get one of those batting helmets full of salted tortilla chips with some of that. I think they call it cheese. What kind of cheese is that they put on those nachos?
It's that yellow. I don't know if it's yellow or orange.
It is kind of yellow-orange.
Is it yellow-orange?
Yeah.
But it is some sort of whipped fake non-food stuff.
It's non-food, but it's
non-food.
It's not drizzled. It is just buried over the chips. You can't find the chips.
It's just buried, and people are slugging it down like you can't even believe.
The reason they do that is because after you've had the hot dog and the sodium cuts out your vision, you got to be able just to reach for the soggy chip.
They actually don't know what they're grabbing for. Because their eyes are swollen. So
right about that time, that's when the beer guy comes by and says, hey, gotta have a beer.
And then you go, honey, get me a beer.
And some peanuts, salted.
Wow.
You get a lot of salt in a ballpark.
Oh, man.
Salt is one of the key ingredients.
Shall we talk about gas?
That's from the onions.
Man.
That's some guy that has overused the onions as a condiment.
Onions and
gotta
fake
be careful.
Cheese and
gotta be careful.
Fake all kinds of stuff.
I won't sit next to you to dodge a game.
You should, because I don't eat that stuff. You're the one that does it.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Daylon Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com. and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN. Or CRN Talk.
Perfect.
That's all you got to do is say CRN, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. And it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, when you were with this for so many years, you were an outstanding athlete with the Rams and at the beginning with the New York Giants. Did you, when you well, you were.
How far back do you want to go?
Let's go back before that, doing baseball and blowing
your arm
out.
How about high school? Do you know anything about my high school?
High school, you're playing baseball.
I could wing it in high school.
You really had a fastball, from what I hear.
Yeah, for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
That's how I wound up in football. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You could bring it. You blew your arm out playing baseball.
Blew it out, and they said, what are you going to do now? I said, I don't know.
But you could still probably pitch better than some of the starters on the Dodgers.
With my feet.
With your feet.
I could pitch.
I forgot I
could pitch upside down with my feet.
So when you were on the baseball, football especially, I'm sure, did they like give you like massages after the game to like straighten muscles out and stuff like that? Was that part of the training purposes or part of the game? I mentioned that because I had like a massage this weekend. I was thinking, wow, they kind of nailed a couple of knots and things out of there. Was that part of the training?
Was it a female, or do you have
I always do females, but they got to be able to give me pain. They got to be able to bring it.
Well, I'll introduce you to my ex-girlfriend. She'll give you
talk about
all
pain.
The pain you want.
But did they do that? I'm just asking you. You're a professional.
Well, if you had a problem, they'd work it out.
That's what I'm talking
about. But they're not going to, you know, you're not going to make an appointment to have a massage.
You know, I know that. This was in the training room, right? If you hadn't,
right. Yeah, you get hurt, and then they would go accordingly. Now,
so our question to Fred, quite simply, is: back in your day, what's the difference? Like today, when players get paid too much money, what happens when a player gets paid too much money?
So what happens when people are given money? What happens is the spotlight comes to them. Now, remember, the psyche of sports is, to my view, what I've observed and have experienced and what I've seen, what I've discussed with people. What happens when you reward a great athlete for great deeds on the field and suddenly they just kind of fall by the wayside? Why can't all these guys who have been rewarded all these contracts,
right?
Why can't they perform? Why can't they just be inspired and leap to the front and be greater than they could possibly be? And I think it's this. The psyche of sports is there's a comfort zone in team sports. Individual sports, tennis, golf are different. But team sports, it's interesting. It's an interesting psyche that goes along with it. And that is, I'm comfortable hiding within the group.
I don't want to be the leader. I don't want the press coming to me in the locker room. I don't want to be the focal point. I don't want the spotlight to shine on me. I don't want the responsibility of handling all of that and then being uncovered and being disturbed in my own bathwater, my own comfort zone of emotions and inner thinkings and ego and narcissism and all these other things that go into it. And I say narcissism because it's extremely important to the individual psyche to perform from narcissism. And so once you reward people for their great deeds, let's take baseball.
Right.
You give all these other guys a lot of money and they don't perform. And that's because the weight of the responsibility has forced them out of the pack to the front as leaders. If they're paying you that amount of money, whether you like it or not, your role with the team changes. And many players don't understand that until they start cashing the checks and people start talking about them. Hey, you struck out three times here with
guys on
second and third. And you know, with one out, nobody out.
There's an unknown pressure that comes on them because now they're being paid. And so everybody says, hey, you're getting paid $9,000 every time you take a swing, you better get a hit.
Yeah, that's correct. And the key is you're unwittingly, you're surprised, you're shocked that suddenly you've got the whole world in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, you've got everybody in your comfort zone.
Everybody's looking at you.
Everybody now is in an area where you don't want them to be because you've been rewarded with this money for this deed.
Yeah, I think they need a shrink to talk to these guys
disagree.
To bring them back.
I really don't disagree with you. And what's interesting, when I was playing with the Rams, I don't please bear with me. This is not about me, but it's just an experience that I share that I had the good fortune to kind of have experienced and been a part of. In playing football, we had a guy that was a kicker. He kicked 60-yard field goals in practice. I mean, he kicked 60-yard field goals in practices.
All the time.
All the
consistently.
Time. Now, here come the game. We were in New England. We were in New England one day. And you know, it's in the fourth quarter, about 4 minutes left in the game, and we need 3 points.
Yeah.
We're on the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
I walk over to him, and I said, hey, don't screw this up.
You said that to him?
Yeah.
No, you didn't
I did.
Say that. Why?
I did. It was a joke. It was a joke. And he shanked it.
You caused Frank, what was his name?
No, I'm not saying his name.
I know
his
name was. His,
no, you know, I don't think you do.
I think I do.
No, you can't.
I can't remember his last name.
But I'll
cost
tell
us a Super Bowl.
Not that guy. Well, Frank, I was standing next to Frank when he jerked that thing.
Oh, that one. This is a different guy.
And there was three guys who I knew had a gun on them, who were gamblers.
So this is a different
guy. That were yelling at Frank Corral at the Super Bowl, and they were saying, "You're dead. You're dead. After this game, you're dead, Tubby. We're gonna get you." And I looked at Frank, and Frank was just kind of, "Oh, gee." I went. I said, "Oh man, I don't want to be anywhere near you."
Don't be near the bus.
I went down the other end of the field.
So this was not Frank Corral. It's a different kicker.
No, this is a different guy.
And you caused this guy a head case.
I didn't cause him to do anything. I just walked up to him and was getting ready to kick it. You know, and Chuck Knox says, "Let's go, tie it up. Let's go, let's go." And he looked at the guy and he went, "Oh, okay." And our special team coach, you know Elijah Pitts. What a great guy he was. You know, he comes over, "All right, let's go. Kicking team, let's go. Maximum protection, let's go. Max left. And they're going to block right, so we're going to max protection left." We went out there, 16-yard field goal, and just as he got ready to go on the field, I said, "Hey, don't screw this up."
Thank you, Fred.
He jerked that.
Thank you very much. Fred comes out
16
there.
Yards. That's 26 yards, by the way.
Did the guy ever play again?
Yeah, but poorly. But what happened was, the beauty was, it was a 26-yard field goal. Yeah.
Well, you promised you'll never talk to anybody on our staff
16-yard line.
Especially me.
The ball was placed on the 16-yard line, and he jerked it. And so it was all over with, and I went, "Holy smoke." I just felt crazy. And there's two guys.
Crazy.
There was two guys standing next to me, and they just looked at me. He said, "What'd you say that for?
What'd you tell him that for?"
I said, "I don't know. It just came out of my, you know, it just came out. I was rooting for him, you know. I don't want to beat it to death.
What's
what,
being
what
taught
is being
what's
taught,
missing?
What is not
yeah,
being
what's
taught.
What's missing from the games today of games of old that used to be there?
When I played, and I hate saying that, so forgive me, there was tremendous defensive coordinators, coaches, their big thing was, we want to make sure you understand what we're trying to do, and we're going to put you in the best position to be successful. That certainly, that spirit lives today. But they don't follow it up because of a couple of things. As they have made rules and regulations to encourage passing, they allow holding now. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're just tackling people at the line of scrimmage. But they allow holding in order for quarterbacks to throw for 600 yards. The commercialization of the sport wants it, exploits it, and wants it to be an explosive offensive game. So what they do is, the defensive coordinators are defensive backfield coaches. You know, they're the ones that put in coverages. Well, the defensive line coach puts in the fronts.
Right.
Places the defensive lineman. He says, we're going to use four down linemen, not three. You know, today what they've got is they've got a hodgepodge of different types of preset looks. Quarterback comes out of the huddle, looks over and sees two down linemen here and a bunch of guys standing up over there, and they don't know really what's happening. They don't know if they're going to get blitzed or not. So the whole thing is trickery is the order of the day by these defensive coordinators today. And what they do is they don't spend time with the big people at the line of scrimmage, and they don't use a set front and then build the offense, build the coverage around it. So you've got defensive backfield coaches who have been given the job to put in the defenses. Well, that's the defense at the line of scrimmage. And that's the defense in terms of coverage. So you've got people, you've got teams who are primarily concerned with really only putting in coverages for the passing game, and they kind of like fudge around and hodgepodge around at the line of scrimmage, and what you have is you have. Big people at the line of scrimmage not understanding and don't understand the rules of how to play the line of scrimmage. It's an art form, how to play the line of scrimmage and what to do, what are the rules. For every offensive set that comes out, there is a set rule that linemen, defensive linemen, defensive ends, outside linebackers, middle linebackers, and defensive tackles. Everybody, every group has a designated understanding as to what to do with that set and that formation. And those things now have been homogenized over the decades. They don't teach tackling. They don't have the kids in school long enough to teach tackling. There's no emphasis on tackling. So, therefore, you're bad tackling. You're bad tackling in high school.
There's more injuries,
you're
too.
Bad tackling in college. You're bad tackling in professional. And they don't spend any time with it, because in professional football, the Players Association, the kids, the actual players, the collective bargaining agreement, they sit down and say, we don't want to practice. And the owners say, this is where we are today with football. Football, pro football anyway, they say, well, okay, what is it that you want? Well, we don't want to practice. We don't want to have two-a-days in training camp. We want to wear shorts and helmets instead of pads. We don't want to tackle. It's too hot today. We don't want to practice. We want a lunch break every 2-3 hours. We want to have time for our cell phones. So they negotiate all of this, and the owners say, okay, we'll do anything you want. We'll give you anything you want. Just don't strike. You see, the biggest thing the owners don't want, the biggest thing the owners don't want is a work stoppage.
Yeah.
They don't want that, and they're giving the house away. And that's why you're seeing the behavior you're seeing today. You've got the players decide, we're going to shut your business down because we're going to act out. And so you've got such disrespect between players and owners. It's just pathetic.
Straight ahead, more with Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. This guy, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. The acting legend. We love him. And we got emails now. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don from Griffin, Georgia, says, Fred, you were an awesome actor and hunter.
Thank you.
Still watch it today. When I watch you on CRN, and he's probably checking us out either at our website on Roku or at Facebook Live, he says, when I watch you on CRN, you still look in great shape. Do you still work out, and do you have any advice on healthy eating?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead.
No, wait, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. For me, I have fish. I have salmon. I have broccoli. I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes, and then I have a ton of water, and then...
I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have... maybe 1 helping, maybe 2 helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon. And, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
chocolate
team.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie. He ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man. Pamela says, Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful.
Go to bed with Hunter.
I wear protection.
Wake
so don't
up.
Worry about
wake
it.
Up with the morning news. So, Victoria,
see that? I should do a pillow ad. I should do that pillow ad.
Yeah, there's a good picture here. Somebody falling asleep here.
I'm sleeping. All right, that's enough.
That's good. All right, that's enough. We're done, Hunter. That is you sleeping there, and it looks like you got like a tattoo or something.
No, I was sleeping. I didn't have a tattoo when I went to sleep, but when I woke up, I had one.
You want to send us an email, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, Twitter, Fred_Dryer, and don't forget his website, freddryer.co. That's freddryer.co.
Yes, by all means.
Check that one out.
Highway 395.
And get that Highway 395. You can download. That's his latest film. It is there on the website at freddryer.co. Check that out. And don't forget to listen to our show every week at this time because we love to have you with us. Right, Fred?
That's exactly correct.